reports to provide an update on the A2894 Elms Roundabout to Medway Tunnel project. The board is asked to agree two options. So, Helen, over to you.
This project has been awarded £11.1 million of LGF funding. Originally, it came forward in March 2015, and that's being focused on enlarging the three roundabouts along the A289 route between Four Elms Hill and the Medway Tunnel. However, that project included significant Section 106 funding contributions from the Lodge Hill development, which was subsequently withdrawn. So in February 2018, Medway brought forward a revised business case for a smaller scale scheme, which was considered by the board and awarded an initial £3.5 million LGF allocation to enable further scheme delivery, with a full business case expected to be considered by the board in 2019-20 for the remaining funding allocation. The revised project scope focused on increasing capacity at Four Elms Roundabout, free flow slip roads at two of the roundabouts, and additional lanes between the roundabouts to increase capacity. The aim of the project was to provide highway network between the M2 at Junction 1 and the Medway Tunnel, which can cater for likely housing growth on the peninsula that has been identified in the emerging Medway local plan. The business case states that the project will support delivery of 5,284 new homes and 9,628 new jobs, as well as offering improved journey time reliability, reduced journey times, and improved journey quality for all modes of travel. Since the change of scope was agreed in February 2018, work has progressed on the design of the scheme, and initial discussions were held with Medway Council as the local planning authority regarding the planning requirements, and how high-level discussions were initiated regarding the land acquisition requirements. However, in March 2019, Medway Council submitted a Housing Infrastructure Fund business case, and the scope of those works included the works proposed within the LGF project. So due to this overlap between the two projects, Medway Council put the LGF project on hold, other than progressing the detailed design of the project, so that they could wait to hear what the outcome of the HIF bid was. So in November 2019, Medway Council were informed that they had been awarded the HIF funding, subject to signing of a grant determination agreement. It's expected that this agreement will be signed in July this year. So should the grant determination agreement not be signed and the HIF funding therefore not secured, it's Medway Council's expectation that the LGF funding stream will still be used to bring forward this project. To that end, a revised delivery programme was provided for the LGF funding stream. This assumes recommencement of the LGF project in August 2020 if the grant determination agreement for HIF is not signed in July. As you can see from this programme, there is going to be significant LGF spend beyond the end of the growth deal period based on this programme. It's estimated that potentially £8 million of the £11.1 million allocation will go beyond the 31st of March 2024, as works are not expected to start on site until November 2020, with completion by March 24th. So of the five conditions agreed by the board in February 2019, as I mentioned in relation to the Thanet Parkway project, the fifth condition requires contractual commitments to be in place with the construction contractor by the end of the growth deal period. As you can see from this programme, it is not anticipated that a contractor will be procured until July 2022, therefore meaning that that condition is not currently being met. To date, Medway Council have forecast spend of £1.821 million of LGF by the end of Q4 1920, with the balance forecast for spend in future years as the project progresses to delivery. Just for information, this is a breakdown of spend to date that's been provided by Medway Council. We have received confirmation from Medway Council Section 151 officer that this funding will continue to be capitalised within their accounts, as there is the expectation that the project will still be delivered either through the HIF funding or through the LGF. So just to give you a little bit of background on the HIF bid, Medway Council bid for £170 million of funding to support the creation of a small rural town on the Hoo Peninsula and the expansion of neighbouring villages. The HIF project will enable delivery of 10,600 new homes on the peninsula by 2035. And this will be through delivery of essential enabling infrastructure, including highway improvements, investment in rail infrastructure and a new train station, and investment in green infrastructure. It's expected that the HIF project will generate land value uplift in excess of £600 million. In line with MHCLG requirements, it is intended that the HIF works will be delivered by March 2024, and therefore, based on the LGF programme, it's expected that the highway works will progress broadly in line with the same programme. When the HIF bid was submitted by Medway Council, the LGF funding was not included as part of that funding package. This reflected Medway Council's preference for the project to be delivered through one funding stream rather than a combination of two. Therefore, it was agreed at the time of business case submission that should the HIF bid be successful, the unspent LGF funding would be returned to the pot for reallocation through the LGF pipeline. So, yes, as I've mentioned, the HIF bid was successful and Medway are working towards signing the grant determination agreement. As you'll see in the report, two options have been presented to the board. Option one is a recommended option, which is to reallocate the unspent LGF funding now. This recommendation has been made as it's not possible for Medway Council to demonstrate that the project meets the five conditions previously agreed by this board for spend beyond the growth deal period. This approach is also likely to help reduce the forecast LGF spend beyond the end of the growth deal period, as the projects on the LGF 3B project pipeline were prioritised on the basis that they could deliver within the growth deal period. So, taking into account the fact that the amount of time that has gone since the investment panel meeting was held, it may not be realistic to assume that these projects can still deliver by the end of the growth deal period. However, they are all likely to have a shorter delivery programme than this project, which will allow for accelerated realisation of benefits. It is, however, acknowledged that this project is very important for Medway in terms of delivery of their local emerging local plan, and if the funding was reallocated, this would present a risk to the delivery of the project should the grant determination agreement not be signed. In terms of the LGF funding spent to date, there is an expectation within the National Assurance Framework that the LEP will recover any non-compliant LGF funding spent. So as Medway Council have not yet completed delivery of the project, there are provisions under the service level agreement with Medway Council that for the recovery of the LGF funding spent to date. However, at this stage, this is not being recommended, as it is still expected that the project will progress to delivery, and Medway Council have confirmed that they will still account for this as a capital cost. However, if the project is not delivered, this will likely become a revenue cost, which will need to be recovered. So the unspent funding will be reallocated through the pipeline list of projects, which will allow several alternative projects to progress, as was set out in the report. And as I mentioned, it is likely to lead to faster pace of benefits realisation, although perhaps not to the same level as would be expected from the A289 project. Option two suggests that the LGF funding remains allocated to the project, with a further update to the board being provided at the meeting in July as to whether the grant determination agreement has been signed, which would therefore release the funding for reallocation. Under this option, projects currently on the LGF pipeline would not be able to come forward to the board for funding approval until September or November 2020, whereas if the funding is reallocated now, the decision could be made in May or July to award funding to the alternative projects. This, obviously delaying the award of the funding to the other projects, does impact on their ability to deliver within the growth deal period or to meet the five conditions to spend beyond the 31st of March 2021. Should the board choose to approve option two, the project will need to be considered by the strategic board, given that it doesn't meet the five conditions previously agreed for by this board for spend beyond the growth deal period.
Table.
Yes, Rodney Chambers, Medway. I don't think I'm going to die in a ditch over this one, but I would just like to... There are some warnings of companies, but they're not necessary for the... Well, they are, I suppose, in its aspiration to deliver jobs and housing. Because should we not be successful in the, with the grant determination agreement, then, as Helen has already indicated, we will not be able to deliver the... Should we not be successful with the grant determination agreement, we would have nothing to fall back on to deliver the houses and employment that would have come with the reduced scheme for 4 hours here. Can I just say, as an aside, of course, those of you who've sat on the Let Board for a number of years, and we were talking about nightingales on a particular site, and this, we're here today asking for this money to go back because of the impact of those nightingales that meant that the 5,000 houses on that particular site could not be built. But of course that is a government owned site as well, so the government has got to take its share of responsibility there. If the members agree to option one, and I suspect they will, and we are not successful with the grant determination agreement, then the message to the government is you will not get your 10,600 homes on the Hoo Peninsula because of the lack of improvements that are needed for the infrastructure to cope with the impact of those 10,600. So that is the risk, but the risk is with the government, and also we will have to go to the government and say, if we don't get either, then we're not going to build the houses, therefore we're going to remove that number from our local plan, and therefore we're going to get into a heady sort of conflict. But the conflict will be with the government rather than with Let. I can understand this is a considerable sum of money. When you actually look at the pipeline list, in fact there are many worthy projects there that we were assured was funding to be made available. They were ready to go, and it isn't all bad, wouldn't be all bad were the members of the board to agree to option one, because from a Kent and Medway economic partnership point of view, we have one significant one, and I presume that this money would be allocated as far as the this is a priority list, is it?
Yes.
Can I have so therefore I've done my sums, and there is a project which has does impact on Medway, and in fact for the rest of Kent, there might be a win for that project, so we will have some benefit from a Kent and Medway project coming to assist in another worthwhile project to Kent and Medway.
Can I just say, can you wait for a while? Well, must need the loo.
Just while that's being said, just to say we are overrunning, but there's some crucial decisions being made today.
I like this, the optimism which is shown in 2.13. Someone is obviously more confident that the Shared Prosperity Fund will see the light of day than certainly I am. So someone must have greater information about that coming forward than we have. Thank you.
I thank Rodney for his explanation and the thorough explanation. I have sympathy with what he's saying, but I actually think that if we believe that this government is serious about its bid funding, then that will come through. And I think the telling point for me, because I could quite easily argue, well, why not leave it to July? But actually it's the fact that we won't then be allocating funding for another 3 to 6 months that would concern me. So with all respect and best wishes to Rodney and Midway, that the HIF fund comes through and that we are able to continue providing all of the good projects that are in the list. And if one happens to come from Medway and Kent, well, then so be it. If there's a few from East Sussex, I will not be upset.
Yeah, Roger Goff, Kent, absolutely support that. I'm very pleased with the account approach Rodney's given, because I think this is looking at, so it is looking at the wider interests of the LEP. And also, I did take some comfort from what's in 8.2, I think it is, the 33 conditions set out, but it would appear at this moment that from the council's own point of view, this is related to the HIF, none of the conditions have been identified as high risk by Medway. And I think Rodney's point is absolutely right. You know, if the government is serious about its housing numbers, then it should facilitate this and not get in the way via, you know, one funding stream tripping over another. Mm. Though that does, of course, assume unity of purpose and clarity. Anyway.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else from the table?
Ron Woodley, I think, got great sympathy with Medway and what's been said. But as we know, there is some worthwhile projects behind on the list, and I think I would personally support option one, and therefore there is, I think, was the medical centre part of that?
Yes. Yes.
And I think that's a worthwhile thing to go as well, so I think I would support option one.
Anyone else? So, right. We're asked to agree. Option one is to agree that 9.279 million unspent LGF is reallocated through the LGF 3B pipeline development process, and agree that there is compelling justification for SELEP not to recover the 1.821 million LGF spent on the project to date, and agree that should the HIF funding not be secured, that the project is considered future funding opportunities should such funding opportunities become available. And option two is agree that the LGF should remain allocated to the project, and a further update will be provided to the board on the 3rd of July 2020 to confirm whether the HIF grant determination agreement has been signed to enable the reallocation of the unspent LGF. So, can I have a show of hands, please, for option one?
Can I just say, I can vote for it, but my vote will be a qualified vote because I'm never good at giving money back. bearing in mind there is the 1.8 in there, then I will vote for it because it will mean that we may not have to cough up the 1.8 million.
Just if I could, Ron Woodley again. Can I say on 2.1/0.3, can we make sure that it is on high on the list?
We're voting for one.
Could we make sure that it is high on the list for future funding?
Should we not get the... Well, thank you for that, Ron.
Right, thank you. So, then, option one was unanimous then, with those caveats that have been there. Option two is rejected. Thank you. Right, item 11.